You are listening to BensTorah.com.
You have the after Parsha Zachu with the Maisa with Shola Melech, Perk Shmuel Aleph, Perk Tezval. We have Shmuel Shola. Come Hashem Tzavakus. That's what the Ashkenazim start from. Alminik. Akashem Tzavak Pekadetis, Asher Asa Amalek. I remembered what Amalek did to Klal Yisrael. Somloy Bederach Malais Mitzrayim. It went against him, against Klal Yisrael, Bederach Malais Mitzrayim. After Lech, now you go, Vikisa Es Amalek. You go destroy Amalek. Now, it's interesting, the Breskerov is aimed on, what's this comment? It's like, Hakadama, the Barisham says, you got to do that. What do you mean the Barisham? Barisham tells you every day, put on tefillin. Well, yeah, you put on tefillin, so I stay in the Torah. What do you mean? You need a Navi to go ahead and tell you that you have to fight Amalek. So we'll see, the Breskerov on this. But it says he goes, destroy Amalek. What's that? What happens? We know Shaul leaves the animals, he wants to bring them as karbonos, and he leaves Agag, and Shmuel tells him a few things that through the Baruch Shel Olam, you want Mekayim Dvar Hashem, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. And at the end, the last Pasuk, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'yom Shmuel, Agish Elias Agag Melech Amalek, he went, Rashi has two pshat on Madonis, but Madonis is, pshat means he went shackled, he went with chains. Of what used to say, he wanted to show that he's bigger. He goes against his will, meaning, we hold a kol bidei shemai, chutz mi yir shemai. There's a chutz. Bershim, how's that possible? The Rambo says, we don't understand. Yediyah p'chira. The pshat is, we have p'chira, we believe there's a p'chira. A person can navigate his destiny in life as far as yir shemai. Right, the Gemara says, when the tipa comes out, so the Baruch Hashem, so the Balachias, the Baruch Hashem, tipa zuye chacham or tipish ashir va'ani gibor cholosh. Right. Avot tzadik v'rashu lekamar akol bidei shemai. Rabbi Bunim used to say, see from that Gemara, you could be a tzadik tipish. It says you're tipish. Right. The Malach told that this kid's gonna be a tipish. But doesn't say he's going to be a tzaddik. All right, can be a tzaddik. All right, I heard once that Shmuel Birnbaum, somebody told him, he says, yeah, through Torah, he became a chacham. That's the difference through learning the Torah. But yeah, that's kol bidei shemayim. Chutz mishem. They want to show they're bigger. Kol bidei shemayim, I feel you're shemayim. Right? A guy does a chait, what do you want from me? The Bereshit created me hot-blooded. You know, I have a temper, right? I yell at my family, why? That's me, right? That's Right? That's the opposite. That's the kfira that Agag represents. All right. Anyway, so what happened? Vayayim Shmuel. So listen to what he says. So look at the pasuk that we have printed. Vayayim Shmuel. I'm just using this so I have the right taich. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. See it. Vayayim Shmuel. Shmuel said, Kasher. Just like women, your sword made women childless. Was he killed? Their children, right? So too your mother, in Lashon HaKodesh, in the English is no such word, when a person loses a child, right, shikul. That's what's called shikul. Kedon shokol, the pasuk says. In other languages, somebody told me we command no words for it. But in Lashon Kodesh we have Menashe Mimecha VeYeshasef Shmuel and Sargog Lefnei Hashem BeGilgal. And Shmuel went and he split him in half. We cut him up. We killed him. That's the pasuk. So on this, the Breskerov asked. He says, "Vusapis, he killed him because he did all these things. He killed people and he made women, you know, lose their children." He killed him because he's an Amalekite. Well, what does the pasuk have to say, Kasher? He gives him a whole thing, Kasher, Tishako, and so forth. As if the Yalkut Shemoinik, Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, Oime Bedine, Oive Dolilam, Naz Bedine Bnei Noyach, Donu, Lo Be'edim Voloi Ba'asra. Right? Lo Be'edim Voloi Ba'asra. Pashem Shad sounds like he killed him at Sa'ad, the din of, what do you mean, Lo Be'edim Voloi Ba'asra? Because that's the din. The Gemara says, Bedine Bnei Noyach. If you're at Seyach, you get killed. You don't need Eidim. You don't need Asra. Eidim means you need Eid Echad. We mentioned last week the Chinuch Shita, Rashi, Psachos, Rashat, even Adas Piv. could be good enough. Shalos, the Rambam holds that way, it was mentioned. But what do you mean, lo eid v'lo asra? If this is a din of killing a Maleki, you kill a Maleki, you didn't do anything wrong. It could be a tzaddik yisoid ha'ilum, the Maleki, but you kill him. How you kill him? So the Pesach Rebbe asked, what's a pshat in you killed him because kasher, because you were tzayach. You killed him because he has to be killed. Okay, that's the question of Briskura. Now, pick up Lazar. Tefillah said, "Nergu kol bnei Malach v'yeshvu l'shem shkulas v'almanas v'yem shvu kash." And pick up Lazar seems to learn he didn't kill Agag because he made women childless, because that's what a Malik did when a Malik attacked Klal Yisrael and they killed, so they made their mothers childless. In other words, we're killing you. Kasher shichla charbucha means not your own private cheriv, but the cheriv of your forefathers, meaning Amalek himself, what they did. That's how Pekah Belazalit. However, it's true, and Echanami, Yalkut Shemayi needs to measure it, that he killed him at Tzadin Retzeyach. But also another thing, also, that I put him, because this was a Beryl's Raya, yeah, and you look at page two, I'm sorry, on Nesach Sanhedrin Daf Sabbath Zayin, the Gemara talks about a Kishuf, the din of a Kishuf. What do you do with somebody who was over the Isser of Kishuf? Right, witchcraft, what we call, right? So misasin b'ma, what do you kill them? Well, so basically a machleik. So basically a nemakan machashein for loisachaya, the nemalalan loisachaya kol neshama, right? Malo alam b'saif afkam b'saif. Loisachaya kol neshama, but the zainamun is with a saif. How do you know that? Rashi says, malo alam b'saif, the ksib sikhir v'oig v'akei yisrael l'fi charev. L'fi charev means with saif, with a knife. The next Rashi is not again, just because I told him the word Rashi dibamasim alala. But anyway, kuponim, sit mashma, that there's a special din b'sayif, and it doesn't really say by Shmuel, sayif means to chop off its head. It's mashma, he split him up, he cut him up. Okay, so on that also, just the aura on that, that's some shiz on again, but I'll tell you a very interesting story with Shabina Rav. Somebody asked that Shabina Rav that when Shmuel did this, like he split him, it's actually like really made him suffer. He really cut him up in a very brutal way. So he said, "Vun shteita zadin in the Torah, you have to kill him like that." So Shabina Rav on the spot said, "What do you mean?" So Rashi and Pesachim. In the Mishnah, so it talks about if Pesach spot falls on an Erev Shabbos, Pesach falls out on Gemara Pesachim from the episode there. Pesach falls out on Shabbos. The Mishnah says that your day, carbon pesach is day for Shabbos, but not certain things. Tzliyasa, like roasting it, is not day for Shabbos, because that you could do at night. Certain things, thank you.
Adat chazer, your mouth should go through only adat chazer.
Right, that's what we'll see. Your mouth shift the R. So the Mishnah says, thank you. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, Eluv varim day for Shabbos, shkitas azir, michui krevov. Right, michui krevov. What's Michui Krevov? Look, clean out its innards, right? The intestines, which full of excrement. So it says, Shalom Yasvichu, they shouldn't smell. So Rashi and Samachira says like this, how do you do it? The Gemara says, Menachem Besakin. You, it's Kazan Malacha. You go ahead and the bane is dead. You puncture its innards and you take out, she ain't the ray to take out excrement. It'll smell before the night. Or it's roasted. You can roast at night. The meat can lay around till the night. But if it's excrement, then it'll smell lush. What's lush of nichui? Shemaitzi perish rachi. Takes out the excrement, right? The nimcha besecha, that's melted in there. Okay. The macha shlechta. Then he says, kimoy b'chei gama. Right. The Gemara says that when you take something and you make it liquidy, imcho. You sip it. Okay, sip it out. That's what Rashi. Then Rashi is another lush. Look at Rashi. Lishna chvila, michui loshin nekiva b'chidvul. You pierce it and you chayvel it. Kemoi timcha azecha malik. Right, the kavard. Rashi, you have to think of it on the spot. Timcha azecha malik. Shteik, you learn that the pshat is that from Rashi, you see timcha. Let me just see in these gemaras that have a new Gemara is his footnote that if there's anything. Oh, it's just a pasuk, okay. Timcha Zecha Malik, not just go ahead and kill them or eradicate them, but really physically eradicate, do so. Okay, so that's also, that's what this thing is about. But let's go back to the Brisgrove's kasha. So in order, yes, why is it say over there that he killed him because of that? So let's look at the psukim a second, all right? Now, let's, Vayin Dvar Hashem L'Shmuel Leimo Nechamti Kim Lachti Yis Shol, right? You see, I went through all the psukim. Kishav Ma'achray, and he has, the Bresham tells him that I have karata that I was mamluch Shol, okay? Then, but Fosu Yud Beis, Shmuel goes to Shol B'Boyker, and V'yavish, prosecute again, V'yavish Shmuel Shol, V'yamer Lo Shol, V'chata, Hakim Moisa, as Dvar Hashem, did you, were you Mekayim the words of Hashem? Did you do it? I'm sorry. Shol says, "Bochat Hashem, Hakimoyis is Dvar Hashem. I was Mekayim Dvar Hashem." I'm Shmuel. Umakol Atzayin is there. So what is this? What I hear the sign? I hear the Koyl Abakar Shanech Shemaya. I'm Shol. Mamaleki Vim Hashem Laam Al Meita Vatzayin. They had Chachmanis on the good Atzayin. He says, we want to bring carbonus with this. We're going to do the Bashem a favor. We're going to bring him carbonus with this. So he goes through the whole thing. And let's go over to Pasig. Yeah, so look at Pasig Yud Aleph. Look at Pasig Yud Aleph. He says, Nechamti kim lachti sholom el kishom machar v'zivar lo hikim. He wasn't making my words. So Shmuel comes and tells him, and Shol says, I was making my words. So it's a pella. He says, the Bnei Shalom, what do you mean he was making the words of Hashem? Right? The Bnei Shalom himself said, Shav Machar, he went against my words. He wasn't making everything I said. He left Agag alive. Mate of Atzev Abaka. Then you look at the other psukim also. He says, Vayemeh Shol HaShmuel. Look at Vayemeh Shol HaShmuel. Yeah, Pasuk Chof. And so forth, right? He starts telling him all these types of things, right? And he says, let's just turn the page. Okay, whatever. And so forth, right? So what's the pshat? He's telling him, I listen to Hashem. I listen to Hashem. What does it mean you listen to Hashem, right? And then Shmuel tells him, Yan Ma'asta, if you look in before that, Yan Ma'asta, you were Moyes, you were Bamina, you did the, was disgusting the words of Hashem, that, so he says, the Banisham is Moyes in your Malucha, right? So Stamza, he asks, he says, V'yem Shmuel, Achapet Hashem La'oilos, Ba'oilos Vizvachim, Kishmoy Abdishkol Hashem. He's right in Pesach Chav Beis. He says, rather you listen to the Bnei Shalom than bring in good Kabbonis. Right? So first he says, Lo Shematav Kol Hashem, and then he says, what you did, Ma'asta Dvar Hashem. Lo Shematav Kol Hashem, Ma'asta Dvar Hashem. So the Chaim said like this, that the mitzvah is to be Machrim Amalek completely. Lech Vekisas Amalek Vechramta Masekolai. So this Lech Vekisas Amalek Vechramta Masekolai. Now, without Rashi and Chumash, but many learn Bechlal, this was a special mitzvah to kill out all the animals. In Rashi and Chumash, I'm master that way, because it says that the Malekim were Balei Kishuf, and they used to bring themselves into the behemoth. It could be over here was a special din to kill out. That's not negated so much right now, but that's what it was. Oh, so Reb Chaim said that this mitzvah to kill out was only once Klal Yisrael was Zeich in their mammon. And now you're walking around, everybody knows, oh, this is the moment of Amalek. You have a moment of Amalek, destroy it. Like the Gemara says, by Sharon Iskel, right? Sharon Iskel, what's Sharon Iskel? That somebody had relations with the Sharon Iskel. So you kill the Shah, Shulah Yelach B'Shuk V'Yayru, this and that, what?
The
Kalayin, like the Gemara says, right? The Gemara says it's a Kalayin, it's an embarrassment. So we're also that you have moment of Amalek, that you can't have. Klal Yisrael can't have Amalek. So he tied Reb Chaim in Lamda Shavayfin. He says what Shol did was like this. He did the Gemara in the dark. Shol says, Shamaiti Bekor Hashem. He says, I listened to the words of Hashem. Why? Because the Isser is just that Klal Yisrael shouldn't be Zeicha. If there's Zeicha in it, I'm sorry. If there's Zeicha in it and they have to destroy it. I wasn't Zeicha. What did I do? He says, I was Makdishit. Look at that. How can you be Makdishit? It has to be yours first. So Gemara Nedarim, Paldika Gemara. Look at this guy, Amar Rava. Haisul Lafon of Kivega uses this Gemara in a few places. So Chiddush in the Gemara. Haisul Lafon of Kika Shel Hefka. Person had a Kika Shel Hefka. He says, walks the street and he sees a bread. It's Hefka. The Amar, and he says, Kika Zu Hekdish. This Kika is Hekdish. Natal Loichli takes it to eat. Mal of Fikulai. Or it's his mal according to the full value. They did Mi'ilah. They did a Mi'ilah not to use something that's Hekdish. Right? Zok the round. Listen, look at this round. I'm a rebel. I still find a kikashav. I'm a kikashav. I'm a kikashav. Not a chamal of ikula. Hide the knock of a kikashal hefka. Not a kikashal loy. Why say his own kikar? Shai so men chatzera v'kadisha. V'shim d'chi ay gavna. Not a lochlo lamal. Why? The kibin the makam of ekdash since before was makt shaloy. So ula hach ekdash gav kibir shu so medis. It's in his rishuz. Have a lake he gives bushel ekdash. And the gemara says a chigiga that if a gives bushel ekdash, he was neitel davashel ekdash. Lo mal, mishum ikor nami b'shusakar. That's the dit. V'asha nami b'shusay. V'ein me'ila el b'shusay. Since he's the gabbai, he's allowed to use it. He'll replace it. V'ein me'ila b'ekdash ob b'moitzi m'shus ekdash l'shus ache. So mali chatzera mali b'yodot. Hocha v'ocha lo nafik m'shusay. That's why the Gemara says, kikar shul hefkar. Sh'oysa medes b'toich dalet amoysev sh'koynes lo b'chol mokum. Oh, now it's about, no, it's, we'll see. Umishumachi kiyama kikazu ekdash chayil. In other words, it's a paldikazach. I can't say on something that's mine, it's yours. I can't do that. I can't take something mine yours. I have to give it to somebody else to be makna to you, right? The Rav who does Erev Tafshilin can't just pick it up and says, I'm being making it for the rest of the. He has to give it to someone. So Shalif can give it to his wife because she's saying Michal Shulchanoi. Could be that's not a good kinyan. Yes. In other words, anytime I want to make a kinyan on something of mine, I can just say, this belongs to you. I'm giving you, I have to make a kinyan, I can be kaiser. If I say, hey, you know, this safer belong, I might say if I'm giving to you. And then I say, you know, I changed my mind. And they're fine.
No, not a lot of pork fun.
Yeah, you need a maises here. You can't be the zeicher and the mezaken. Zeicher and adam shul b'fon doesn't mean poof, everything's great, you can, you know, have what you want. It means you have to do a maises here, even though the person never made that person a shliach, it worked. But only because he gave it to someone else to be kind for you. But over here it works, look the ramp, probably the kazakh. He's used, just like if you could pick up from Hefker and say, I'm picking up for you. That you could do. I pick up Hefker for you. Over here, you never picked it up. You used your Dalet Ames, even though Dalet Ames is going for you. Your Dalet Ames for someone else. That's what you do. Just like I could pick up a Metzia, that's a Gemara. That's a Sugi of Magbiel, Metzia, Chaveir, Kona, Chaveir. I can pick, and if it's mine, I can make yours. But not, I'm saying, I am the Shriach, I'm the Zach and all the Shavuot. So my Dalet Ames could also do that. So says the Ran, the Reb Chaim, that's what happened over here. Shaul HaMelech went ahead and he was makdish all the behemoths to Hekdish. He was makdish at the behemoths. No, it's not that says we'll use it for carbon. So it is a carbon. So right? Oh, so I Gavna, that's what the Ran says. He's moil because you're not the Gizmer. It's not yours. You did your Dalet Ames to be makdish to Hekdish, but it's not in your Dalet Ames. You use the Dalet Ames for the Bikoina for them. Oh. That's the dit. So since he says, what I did was, I wasn't over mitzvah Hashem, because apidim pakum and I'm mitzvah Hashem. Mitzvah Hashem is that if a yid has it, but he doesn't have it, hekdash, that lometzinu, you have to destroy hekdash's din. You said that if we go ahead and we get the moment of a malik, then it has to be struck. We never made it. We made it into hekdash. That's what he says. So then Shmuel tells him, hachofritz Hashem ba'oilois. What do you think? The Banisham is interested in oilers? You think the Banisham wants to make it? I think Yom Tov has, it's a little different in the Akdama, but in the Rayona Dover, it's the same. He says, you think the Banisham is interested in having a carbon? That's what Banisham wants from you. In other words, it's like the Gemara, and Yom Tov makes the Sushal, the Gemara Brochus, where Gemara says, Deris Arishainim. Take a look, Deris Arishainim, they were poor, and what did they do? They brought in the everything into the silo, and they made a chayv of mice, and they gave mice. What do our generations do? To get out of it, so they go through the roof, through the this, And therefore, it's lower up their bias and the potter from giving mice. Tech, and it's a legal loophole, right? Like many of us know what these those things, a legal loophole. I don't have to do it. It's a legal loophole. I got out of it, right? Person gets out of it, right? It's like a, well, yeah, you go to a person's house, and all of a sudden you see there's not one mezuzah in the house. They go, what are you, crazy? I'm going to be without a mezuzah for it. He says, well, take a look. This is excellent. This, I made every door in a way that it's potter. So, right? Every door in the way it's potter. So, right? Beautiful. I'm a beautiful chav. You're a big lamdit. He says, but I mean, I don't know if I would make a shidduch with such a person. One mezuzah in his house. I imagine you, somebody told me that they had a, they held a pit din that their front entrance is not chayav mezuzah. The house was built in such a way. So he says he doesn't want to do it. He says the mishlochim was worked great.
So, but
it worked very good. Right? But what?
Ramein and Beshur.
We were letting me have it. He said, but Lamais, he said that nobody wants to make shidduch with him. He said, Shugan, a guy doesn't have a mezuzah in his house. Who wants to make a shidduch with him? Right? And so, right? Sabbat, he's part of what could you do? Okay. Yeah.
But Beshur, he picked up the animals. Is that considered by Hefker? So then why?
It was Hefker.
Why was Gita forgiving?
What?
The answer to this, the Shul says, Hashem doesn't need your korbanos, but so what? He was Makdishan. So where's the...
We need him.
If Shul was Makdish, he's in him.
Right. No, so then there's no din of being Makd from the behemoths. Let's just say, there's no din of being Makd from the behemoths.
It's Tainan.
Yeah, that's a good Tainan. He's right, legally. That's what he says. Corporate, that's what Shmuel Novi tells him. He says, corporate Hashem the oilers. That you should be partners of mitzvahs,
but the mice that his tina should get him off from being drawn out.
That's Yochesh, not the Vonshan. I hear what you're saying, but I don't know. But
oh, I went.
But oh, we'll get there. We'll get there. One second. We'll get to that. All right.
Within the right halachically, that if someone picks up, let's say, a maxed a shekel of yafker,
yeah,
it doesn't count that you use him after the shekel. Instead of a kicker, it was not.
You mean, was it his own?
The
exit, it could be not. It wasn't his. I don't know. I have no right of it, but or was it that they have to be just give it to Tzedakah? You have to give of your own, right? That's a good point. And a Hanami could be. And a Hanami. Right?
If the Am, if they captured the Adam, so how could the Melech override everybody else's Kavanah?
What do you mean? No, Shaul Melech went ahead and this is, he told everybody to do this. The Shaul Melech, he told them, I'm married to Columbus.
I'm master.
Made sad. I mean, imagine the Melech is talking, Shaul Melech, Shalokhata, Beke Ben Shonda. And he's telling us, this, we got a way, we can get away, we can make karbonas, give the branch a tremendous tacha. Gemara makes, he made all kinds of cheshbonas to do this. I mean, you're thinking of Shaul, Reb Chaim used to say, the problem is we take our, you know, coat and we put on Avraham Avinu and Shaul. You have to think. He thought on different. It was a hechadah, a madrega. It wasn't just like a bunch of cheshbon. And it, you know, everybody said, okay, come on, you know, Shaul. You have to convince that this is the right way to do it. It was a darkest thing as that. We do plenty of things like this. I mean, I don't know why we're so. We do plenty of things like what? Chiyus chametz is different. Chiyus chametz is pshat. You got rid of your chametz. Mechiras shviyas could be that way. We think mechiras shviyas is not. Chiyus is chametz is the pshat. The turn and want of chametz. We don't have chametz. Could be the way we buy back to what we do. That's a different thing. But shviyas. Right? Somebody once, there was a story with the guy Rebbe, the first time he came to us, one of the first times, and it was shviyas. He saw people working. He was like shocked. So he said, we're working the fields. He said, they told him they sold the land. He says, what do you mean they sold the land? What kind of heter is that? He said, don't they sell chametz? He said, what's the tzushal? Chametz, the Torah wanted you to get rid of chametz. You got rid of chametz, you sell it. So how you chametz? Over here, the land has to rest. Because the goyim are own it, so the land doesn't have to rest. The Torah wants that the land has a kedusha to it. Our chametz has no kedusha. The most of the guy, what's the difference? It's a legal loophole. Over here, Bamish made this stuff. So that's what he's saying. That's what Shaul was Melech. Oh, so he says... He says, he told him, that's not called Lo Shamatim Kol Hashem. You did all kinds of ways, all kinds of means to get around the mitzvahs of Hashem. That's what we call Ma'asta Dvar Hashem. A guy will tell you, I didn't go against Hashem. Yeah, but you didn't listen to Hashem. You didn't listen to him. You didn't Ma'asta Dvar Hashem. Right? That's what Chaim said. Oh, so he says, that's the pshat that he told him, there's Dvar Eloi Hikim. It doesn't say lo shoma b'koyli. You won't make him. You didn't uphold the words of Hashem. You did k'Hashem, but you didn't uphold what he did. You can't say that's upholding Hashem's. You didn't go against him. But yeah, but you didn't simply make. Yeah, that could be what he felt. Good. What was that? Let's first go through the psukim, okay? Right? Oh. So on that, Rabbi Yosef Ben Ere too. We saw this in a sefer, how they bring it. So he says, it says over there, he left Agag alive. So, like it says, Asher Shamati Bekor Hashem V'Obis Agag. So we said like this. Take a look at the page 3, the Rambam in Hilchos Malacha. Let's take a look at the Rambam first. The Rambam says, "Ein noishim b'sal machlokes Rambam and Rashi. Ein noishim milchama. It could be Tosis in one way. Ein noishim milchamim adam ba'olam ab shekarim loy sholem. Right? That's a possible mechumish. Right? Sukkah milchama v'karasa l'sholem. You have to make." You send out before you making you make a war. You send us. Rashi says, "Bemilchemes harishus hakosu medaber," right? Because it says over there, "Kintasa." Then it says, "Loisachay kolnus." You're not allowed to. You have to destroy those that are from the Zion nations. Rambam doesn't learn that way. I mean, that's what seems what Rashi's learning. Yeah, the Ramban learns Pshat Rashi that way. So it says, "Echad milchemes shus ve'echad milchemes mitzvah." Shenem ki sikar v'lila v'chem lekarasa le'ashal. Imish limu, if they make peace with you, so listen, what do they have to do? Kibu sheva mitzvah shen savi b'nei noyah, aleim. Ein argim ben neshama, you don't kill them. Vareyan lamas, they become taxed and tariffed. Shenem ayila chamas v'aveducha, in other words, they work for you, they become third-class citizens. Kibu aleim amas, v'lo kibu avdus, kibu avdus, v'lo kibu mas, ein shirim aleim, ad shekabu shem. The avdus is somebody the Garamba just said she kablu ushia nivazim shvolim lamata lo yarimu reish b'yisrael. They can't be part of the Knesset, that's for sure, right? Eliyu kvushim tachas yadam v'lo yismenu al yisrael l'shum davar ba'olam. You can give any position. V'mas shikablu shim muchanim lavoidus l'melech begufam amoinam binyan achoyim is chayzik v'tzudis. You make them do menial labor, binyan armoin and so forth. A melech yoytzah, shenem zed v'arne goes to the psuk. Halacha dalid, zok the Rambam. Now, im lo yishlimu, oy shishlimu v'lo kibbul zayin mitzvahs, oy sin imar melchama. Then you make melchama v'argin kol ascharim ha'gdoilim. You make all in the mail. U boizes in kol ma'mayin v'tapim. You take all the everything that belongs to them. Ve'ein argin isha v'lo cotton, not a cotton zacha. Shenem v'anosh v'taf, zetaf shul skar. Be'med v'ar m'murim b'mechemes v'shus. Shim Shar Umis. Aval Shima Amimim Vamalek Shaloy Shlimu. They didn't make peace, meaning they could, even a Malek. That's a Rambam's famous Shita. Even a Malek, if it decides, right, to we mentioned last week, Avinezer says, it's according to the Chazal that says, Eim Akabim Gerim, because Gerim, they think they're on the par with you, they're on the same level. They're also, they're another Jew. They're a Gerf, a carrot. Ger has big milers, right? The Goyim says in the Deir Sol Yo, that it says in the Gemara that Klal Yisrael is bigger than Malachim. Malachim say Hashem's name after three words, Kadesh, 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 Shem Tzavokas. We say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, after two. Zok the Goyin, a Ger says after one, Baruch Hashem Ashehitzel by Yisrael. So Ger is a bigger Mela. So the Mela that he says Avineza, that's that being Machnia Malik. A Malik has to be Nivza and Nivza, can't become Ger according to that. It's not in the Rambam, because the Rambam we don't find such a lacha, but just in the Ezra of that mechilta, that chazal. Aval shiva amim v'mal shloy shlim ein manichem neshama shenem maken tasu l'kol rak me'arei amim lois achakol neshama v'chein uem v'malik timcha zecha malik u'menayin shenem v'daba ha'il shloy shlim anotz even by a malik and zayin amimin shenem aloy seyeh sheshlim v'nei so it goes into different things that at the end of a zayin the raven argues zayin amim malik zeshibush. Whatever the, but the Rambam's sheet is, you can make peace. So Rabbi Yosher Betayin, like this, that Agag, as soon as he saw what happened, he was mashlim. He learned that there could be even an individual Amaleki. If an individual Amaleki will go ahead and say, I'm a kalba myself, mas and avdus and zayin mitzvahs, he can go ahead and you leave him alone. You don't kill him because he was mashlim. So he says, that's what happened to Agag. That's what he says. He says, Agag went ahead. He was Makabal Zayin Mitzis, Mas, Avdus, Va'obiyas Agag. I knew Shechop, I had Rachmanazim, because I was taking him, and he went up and says, what do you want me to do? He says, you'll keep the Zayin Mitzvahs. Yes, you'll be mas, yes, and do everything good. I can't kill you. That's he says, that's what happened over there. So he says, Enachanami, I can't tell you Shalosh Shemata Kol Hashem, of Ma'asid Var Hashem. Why? Because he did all kinds of things to get out of the Mitzvah Mechiyas Amalek. Right? So he says, that's the pshat. So he titled that answers the Brisker Rav's original kasha. Since he went ahead and did all these things, that you can't say he was going against the Bainish Shalom's Ratzin. He was doing the Bainish, he was Bainish's words. He didn't go against it. He got around it. So he says, that's called Ma'asid Var Hashem. So he says, Akuponim, what? Oh, very good. He says he killed him, Kashesh, because of the Ritzicha that you did. Yeah, that, of course, that's what he's saying. What? You're a murderer. Okay, very good. I can leave you. What? No, the other Malaikim was before they were Mashin. Agag Ksuri is the only one left, which, by the way, I was learning, I had to say it with someone in Nachalil. Somebody asked me, like, how much later is it when David is told to fight with a Malik? From Agag, one child was born. A Malaiki. How many years? You have to figure out how many years. Not so many years. How did they reproduce so quickly? I don't know. They went ahead. Excuse me, but they had. David Melch is told to fight them. We were. Would they come from one child that night that was born? Well, no, but it's over there that they had to kill the people. Zachar, Zachar, Molik, Zachar, Molik. I don't know. It's not here. I didn't look into it. But so, yeah, the animals, right? But. Oh, you mean so those animals became? You mean, oh, that's what you meant? The animals themselves. Oh, the animals themselves came back. I hear. That's a good point. Okay. All right. But anyway, that's what he says. That's why he killed. Okay. That's Atka. Now, so
what is the time of the long
Shol? No, the Shol of Shol is that you did all these things to get around it. If you would have done as is, you would have killed. You wanted a God. So what did you do? You waited till you killed everybody. You killed systematically. And then Agag, you left. But and he was mashlim with you.
But Agag said, okay, I
give up. You're right. You're right. But that's because of what you did. And he saw that you're going to do that. Otherwise, if you would have gone in and destroyed them, that wouldn't have happened. That's what he's saying. Well, let's first. Oh, so now a very strange of art that he said he heard from a certain word like this. Take a look. Let's see if it comes out. Yeah, the Ramban and Shmois. But Kiyad al Kuwait, we know it says by Milchemes Amalek, Kiyad al Kais Kol, Milchemes Lashem Amalek. The hand of Hashem is on the Kisa of Hashem, right? So Rashi says, Ein Hashem Shom, Ein Kisa Shom, right? Yud K, that Tikavono Taisi says one Pshat, which is Bot Lalacha, one of the Pshatim, and then Yehi Shmei Rabbo, right? Shmei means Hashem, Yud K should become Yud K Vav K. Well, Mechias Amalek. I just saw Rashi in Yeshaya the other day. Inei Kel Yeshua, when we say there, Aziv Azim is called Hashem by Yilu Yeshua. I always thought Pshat is that Aziv Azim is called Hashem by Yilu Yeshua. It's Aziv Azim is called Hashem. Rashi says, the Bayeshav is Aziv Azim Ras, he's my strength. One Pshat is that he's my praise. He called Hashem. When a Ka will become Hashem, when Yutke will become Yutke Vavke, Shimacha Zarash Amalek. That means every Motzei Shabbos, we maybe we're kind the mitzvah mechias amalek, zeicher of amalek, that is, by saying that pasuk, we have that in mind. So so he said like this, look at the Ramban, he says, liyos l'melchama ve'evor b'malek amalek, ma kez v'lo nemek kisei, af ha-shem nechlek mechetze, nishma kosh b'och shem ha-kisei shom, shem shom at sheyimach shmoy shom amalek ben esi. Right, so the Rishim, it's Mashi, has to do with Esav too. You look at the Rambam's sefer mitzvahs, he talks about Esav over there too. And he brings all kinds of psukim. Let's just go over. Right? When this yad al kisa Hashem, what is the kisa Hashem? The kisa Hashem is the melucha. In order to fight a malik, you have to have a melech. Lemar ki kol melech b'Yisrael chayv lelochem b'hem ha-shimachu. But gamzeh, it's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Yad, the Gemara says, shol shmitzis nitzav b'Yisrael, lahamid la-melech lichas the zar shol malik, there, livna is based up here, shal in the Yisrael, so what order, but melech is before malik. So it's not the pshat, it's just first in order, but you need a melech in order to go ahead and fight a malik. Hare Lahamid Lamach Tilabain Kassel and Melech, Shinev Yesha Shwe Makitisokov and Sofal. Well, there, Shah Nachanu, he learns, and that's Yerem's Shita. If you look in the next thing, in the Rambam, Mitzvah Sessel Achim Zayin Amim Achim Tachimim, Kol Shibol Yoda Echemen Velaharga Oiva Beloisase, Shinem Eloisachai Kol Neshama, Bekva Ovet Zichr. Bechain, Mitzvah Sessel Abed Zecher, and what this Aleph is, Zecha Molech, Shinem Atimcha Zecha Molech. Umitzvah Sessel Lisker, Tomet Masa, Roim Barabosai, Kidei Lo Oire Vosu, which is Masha, like the Chinuch, that the Iker is like a Mishavu Tainas, could be only Yitzvah Pashas Kisal, and Abishach, because it has to be Moir by you, a hatred, Shinem Azach, Shavu, and Mepeshvul, Amdu Zachu, and Sassu, okay, fine. Zokter Advaz, Bechain Mitzvah Sessel, Labed Zecha Molech, Gamzem of Urbexu, Barisi Mishikos, Yure, Shita Sire, Shain, I'm sorry, we'll see. That doesn't say anything to it. Misha Kosov, Shain Mitzazun Eggers, Ad Yemaisa Mashiach. But a mitzah will only be Maisa Mashiach. Frickter Adva, Pasha Shmuel, Shaul, Abitiyufta. How could you say that? What do you mean? The Shaul was supposed to fight a Malik. Okay, Akash, I goes my mind. Yes. Mitzazun Eggers, Maisa Mashiach, Lacha Kibish Arch, and Emma Nashi Lacham Kolevecha, Nasa Nara Timcha Zechwa Loshen. Safer, a trumas maybe, there's a safer mitzvahs. Adi Moshe Mashiach. Okay, same thing. So some say, no, what's the pshat? Pshat is, it's not Negev Moshe Mashiach. Why? Because we won't have a melech. But the pshat is, the mitzvah starts be Moshe Mashiach. Right now, when we had a melech, there was like a Muhammad, David, Yeshua, and so forth. But now, even though there might be a melechim, there's a melechim, Ramah doesn't say, Ovid Zichrim, can you do it, Rav Chaim Zdik? But it's not noyik till we have a melech. But upon him, you need a melech over here, right? After there's a melech. Oh, so he says like this. Let's go back, look at the psukim by Shaul.
And that's another reason why it's important.
Oh.
This was the great steed, what he knew, and it hunked these.
Oh, very good. No, it's basically, I'll say it above it. It says, Kara Hashem Amlachcha, like a real saying, the bishop took away his mudainik yomtev as a similar zach, but he says, Shaul lost his melucha because he was afraid of the... He says, forget, the people were telling Shaul, let's save this sign, give the Baishim some nachas ruach. But whatever it is, the Baishim took away his melucha. So since he took away his melucha, memeila... Ah, so see, the Rambam didn't come out. Okay. Since he took away his melucha, so memeila is not a melech, and if you're not a melech, you don't have a din to destroy a melech anymore. You didn't have to fight a melech. Then there's everybody goes on this Rambam in Pirshu Mishnayis. I guess he didn't come out on the computer. And Pirshu Mishnayis, I have it over here, like this, Perdika Rambam. Listen to this. The Rambam says in the Kedamot Zrayim, he says, in the Dapei Yashas from the Brachas, we have the old village Shas, I don't know what it is, these new Oiz, other Gemaras, whatever, but in the regular it's Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Rama says, like, talks about Nevuah. So he says, V'yitzav b'tzivuyim, V'yase yisurim. Now, you have to listen to the Navi, gives you a mitzvah. Navi tells you to do this, tells you to, we ask you to do this. B'dobr she'enim en ha'teira. Something tells you, you have to listen to the Navi. Navi tells you. He can't tell you to go against the Torah, but he can tell you something to him. Navi tells you, you got to do this the way, that's what you got to do. K'goin she'yayma ilachmu al ir plainis. What do you got? There's no mitzvah to fight this here. He says, yeah, but the Bereshim wants it. Oyim uma plainis, kemoi shetziva Shmuel l'shol l'lach. Paul de Baramba. What do you mean? Kemoi shetziva. It's Masha. The Rambam is answering the Briskerov's taina of Kamar Hashem pekadati lechikisas amolik. What do you mean Kamar Hashem? The Briskerov tell you the mitzvah. So what's pshat the Rambam? So everybody goes into different pshat. So you could say that if you go literally with the shita that's telling you Maisa Mashiach, then it's no kasha from Shaul. Why? Because Shaul was taka a haros shah. The whole thing was a haros shah, but it was a different nevuah. So memela, that's the pshat. Why? Was if this shita holds that yesh mishikosav and Rambam say for yad samashu of it. But in the pirush mishnayos, that could be if you go with the shita that the mitzvahs only be moisa mashiach, then it's very good. Meaning the meisel vosh Shaul. With Shmuel telling Shaul was a nevuah, Kam Mar Hashem. That's a brisker of Zahra. What does it say, Kam Mar Hashem? With this other Rambam, it's in pamphlet. It's telling in, its taka was not the mitzvah of a malek. It was a mitzvah nevuah. is a different thing. You can't. What's the whole kasha on that shita from Yemaisa Mashiach? Maisa the Shalt Yufta. Wasn't a Maisa, was a Maisa Ros Shalt. Brisk Rav himself says a psan interesting zah. Brisk Rav says that the whole mitzvah of a Malik, and there's a psashtika raised it, the whole mitzvah of a Malik, of Mechias Malik, is totally in a Navi. It's totally in a Navi. They first need the Navi to go ahead and give a sivui in order to have the mitzvah. Milchamas Bashem Amalek. That's me Bashem. The Bnei Shalom has to tell you. That's the doctor, the Brisk Rav said, as I stay. In order to, you know, it's tefillin, you got to put on tefillin. Matzah, you got to eat matzah. Amalek, you fight when the Bnei Shalom tells you to fight, which is very good. The Rav, in the Gemara talks about why Esther invited Haman with Mordechai, with Chashverosh, to Mishnah Yain, and the next, she said, okay, tomorrow, let's do it again. But sometimes she invited him again. So Evan Ezra state, she didn't see a simon min haShemayim yet. Because since it's an Indian of eradicating a Molek, you need a Nevuah. What's Taka Pshat? Okay, is it the Shein of Art? What's the Pshat? So I mentioned Motzei Shabbos last week, the Ravutna Zvot. I heard this from Ravutna when I heard this in 1974. That Ravutna said, he said it over a few times on tapes, he heard it too. He said that, why do we have to fight a Molek? Lo Yirei Elokim. Rashi says, who's the Lo Yirei Elokim? A Molek. Was that we weren't the Yirei Elokim? Ata Oye Pechol. The Yogeya, the Lo Yirei Elokim, you are Lo Yirei Elokim, they are Lo Yirei Elokim. So you have to fight them because they're Lo Yirei Elokim. So Vutna said, he gave two mashal, I'll give one mashal now. He says, it says, in Hilchas Lashon Hara, you're allowed to talk of Lashon Hara than Baal Machlokes. Baal Machlokes. But if you're a Baal Machlokes, you can't talk of Lashon Hara. Why? The whole purpose of talking much of Lashon Hara than Baal Machlokes is to stop it. You're local, you're lacking the same thing, you can't talk. So Mimela, he says, what do you mean? Yirei Elokim, you can't fight him. Why? Because they're Elokim. We are your Elokim. So Vutna said it over many times. And one time on tape, you hear him saying, it's written one of my merm in a different nusach. He said, it's the Pentagon of Yiddishkeit. The Pentagon used to be a very safe place, right? But all the secrets of the nation lie. The secrets of a Yid, that a Yid is your Elokim, is a Malik. The fact that the terrorist says, it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of Yid you are. You got to put on tzitzis. You got to fight them out because lo yirei Elokim. That means the Torah is being made. It's a testimony that every Yid deep down inside is Yirei Elokim. Where did the Kavart? Every Yid is Bamis Yirei Elokim. But Elokim, Adam Yirei Naim, Elokim Yirei Levavav. Only all over in the Torah you find, V'yirei Sim Elokecha, Ani Hashem. L'fnei Yivar L'sita Mikshol, Yirei Sim Elokecha. Why? Rashi says, because Adav Hazem Masul Leib. You give a guy bad advice. So I know. You tell him, buy this property. He buys a property. And Baruch Hashem, he's not your neighbor anymore. You got rid of him. You did it for your own sake. That's Lif Naiva. Guy comes running back. What'd you tell me? He says, I read the Wall Street Journal. They said he was going to go great. How am I supposed to know? The guy will never know. You raise some lekecha. It's all told in delay. Yira is told in delay. So the pshat is, in order to know really what's doing down in the deep down inside, you need a Navi. That's the Brisker. That's what be tight in Brisker. The Navi has to tell you, you're ready to fight, right? That's why it could be a Melech too. Because what do you know the Rambam says? The Melech is the Lev Kol Kahal. The Melech feels the pulse of everybody. He feels, that's a real Melech, not a despot, Stam, a Melech. A Melech, the job of Melech is to feel everybody's emotions, everybody's feelings, everybody's tzaris, everybody's sim, because that's what the Melech is supposed to do. Like the Chazal, Melech, the Mem, Lamed Chav, is the three prefixes, Me, Le, Ka, Me'am, Le'am, Ke'am. He has to be together. So the Melech is the one that's able to really know the Am.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.